The Sugar Bowl, Louisiana State, capitalized on a heavily partisan crowd to win college football's bowl championship series. LSU beat the favored Oklahoma Sooners 21-14. The Tigers hadn't won a national championship since 1958. Oklahoma failed to get going until too late. From New Orleans, Nancy Greenlease reports.
The Tigers marked their terrain early and held on tight. In the first play from scrimmage, LSU freshman Justin Vincent ran for 64 yards and set the tone for the game. Vincent, who started the season as the fourth-string tailback, compiled 117 yards, a touchdown, and the Most Valuable Player award. The LSU defense shut down the highest-scoring team in the country, limiting Oklahoma to only 154 total yards. Coach Nick Saban credited the team's ability to hang tough when under pressure and extraordinary fan support.
I could never imagine, ever, the enthusiasm and the passion and the support that the people of this state has given our football team over the last 3 years, 4 years, ever since I've been here, really. I don't think there's a better atmosphere to play a football game than Tiger Stadium, and I don't think there's a better atmosphere to play a football game than what was out there tonight in the Dome.
Tiger fans roared in the Superdome, giving the team a decided home field advantage. LSU's fans are notorious for their raucous, earth-shaking chants. With Baton Rouge only 80 miles away, the stadium was dominated by Tiger fans and their pulsating yellow pom-poms. Never shying away from controversy, they tackled the question of whether the Rose Bowl winner, the University of Southern California, deserves a share of the title. USC did capture the number one ranking in the sports media poll announced after the game. For quarterback Matt Mauch, who's debating going to dental school next year and giving up his last year of eligibility, this victory suffices.
All I know is, I mean, powers that be selected us to be here. We've just received a trophy. We won the SEC championship. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly not consider us a national champion.
Oklahoma, which failed to win its own conference, would have had less of an outright claim to the controversial title. Part of LSU's success rested in its ability to shut down Oklahoma's quarterback, Jason White. The Heisman Trophy winner threw two interceptions and finished the game with eight straight incompletions. He said the loss dampened what was an excellent Oklahoma season.
You win 12 games, and you know that's extremely hard to do nowadays in college football, and you don't have anything to show for it. So, it's disappointing.
LSU carts off the Crystal Football Trophy, even if the Collegiate Football Championship still isn't clear-cut. But one thing is for sure, LSU's coach will earn more money. For winning the Sugar Bowl, Nick Saban's contract dictates that he earns $1 more than the current highest-paid coach, who just happens to be Oklahoma's Bob Stoops. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in New Orleans.